Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. Enjoy this short video. I believe it's going to inspire you to want to have a personal and tangible relationship with God. You notice I always emphasize tangible. It just means that He's real. In other words, in my marriage, I didn't marry a love letter. I married a real person. And our relationship with God isn't just in the love letter, the Bible. Thank the Lord He comes out of the Bible and He starts to live in your life. And if God's living in your life, the Bible shows me that anybody who had God living in their life, there were testimonies. And so that's what we want to encourage, a tangible relationship that gets answers to prayers and is able to give testimony to other people about the what the Lord has done for you. Well, as you know, this is the fourth session, and we've been sharing here in this opening session about acknowledgement. We're actually going to use that word today and share some thoughts about acknowledgement. In other words, acknowledging God and beginning to develop that personal relationship with Him. Okay, well, I'm looking over here in Philemon 1 and verse 6, and it says, "The sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus." That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement. So acknowledging everything that is in you, which is in Christ Jesus, has something to do with the effectiveness of your faith. Now, that's really important. We don't want to take too much time with that, but how many of you know you want your faith to be effective? That's called an answer to a prayer. That's called there was a crisis, but God came, revealed Himself, and set you free. That means there was some type of a habit or some type of a deliverance needed, and God came and did the delivering. That means there was a sickness, but now you're no longer sick because God gave you a healing. We want to have answers to prayers, and beginning to have a relationship with God where He becomes real is the way that that begins to happen. So there's something about acknowledgement that is very, very important. In fact, the way that I look at it, acknowledging is vocalizing the things that you know. In other words, accepting or admitting the existence of a truth is one of the actual explanations of acknowledgement. Acceptance or admittance of the existence of truth. Vocalizing the things that you know. You know what it comes down to? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us. It really comes down to an invitation for God to be real in your life. Do you know that the Lord Jesus, as loving as He is, He's not manipulative like the enemy? The enemy, Satan, would love to manipulate you. He doesn't care how much he twists your arm, backs you into a corner. But that's not how God is. God is the epitome of a gentleman. He has done everything that He has done, and He presents it to you, and He will do whatever He can to present opportunities for you to experience Him. But in the end, if you make a decision, oh, I've said it like this before, you know, if you're wanting to drive over a cliff in your car to a place of suicide and to your death, God will do everything He can to stop it. I mean, He'll send a flock of geese over your car so that you have to stop at the gas station to clean that off your windshield because you can't see. There'll be a big old pothole there so that you're blow a tire so you can get out and have to change that tire and have time to think about what you're going to do. But in the end, if you actually persist in doing exactly what you desire to do, God has to watch you do it. He's a gentleman. He'll do all He can to help us, and He did through sending Jesus as Lord and Savior. Let's jump into this in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Notice what it says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Well, today it seems like people are trusting in their own understanding, and very rarely do you find people listening to their heart. We need to let it be the way the scripture tells us. Listen to your heart. Don't trust your understanding. Don't lean upon it. It goes on to say, acknowledge Him in all your ways and He will direct your paths. Well, the first thing that I see with that is acknowledge Him in all your ways. How can you acknowledge somebody that's not there? I mean, you know, if you've got a husband and wife here, and just like my wife, and, you know, there's times I'm on the road, she's not with me. How can I acknowledge her unless I call her, unless I FaceTime her? I can't acknowledge her unless she's there. which is very interesting because it means God's with you at all times. Well, hello, that's one of the things Jesus left us with. I'll never leave you and never forsake you. I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. What is that for? No, number one, if God's with me at all times, then the potential for success is with me at all times. But it says you must acknowledge him in all your ways. That actually means God wants to be involved in everything that I do. Do you really think it means that? Well, the Message Bible says it this way. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure everything out on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Come on, think about this. God wants you to listen for his voice in everything you do and everywhere you go. That means he's not only there, but he wants to be involved. I trust this isn't like a huge deep revelation to you. In other words, I trust you've known that God really wants to be involved with you. But for some reason, if you don't, I want you to know right here and right now, you need to settle it in your heart. God is with you at all times, and he wants to be involved in every single thing you do. Not only when you're in the car, but actually when you're at home with your wife or with your spouse, or when you're with your family, when you're on your job, when you're going to recreate and play golf, or you're just going for a walk, or you're going to the grocery store, or you're ready to do some laundry like I have to do because I've just been on the road and I just came home. Folks, God wants to be involved in everything you do. Now, the fact that he wants to be is one thing, but you involving him has to do with your acknowledgement of him. And that's the part where everything starts to actually take shape and form. You know, the world we're in right now is so different than it used to be. I mean, if you had to walk to the next village, which was a mile away or which a half a mile away, you had time to reflect as you walked through the countryside. You know, if you were riding a horse, you know, a couple of miles to get to town, you had time to reflect. If you were riding in a buggy, you had time to look around and see what was around you. Well, today, you know, we're driving in automobiles, and here in Colorado, it's 75 miles an hour on the main highway. Yes, there's four lanes, but people are going 80 and 85 miles an hour. You don't really have a lot of time to look around, because you got to keep your eyes on the road. And then at the same time, we've got music blaring in our car. And then we've got 40 different things that we've got to do that day to get done. And there's so many distractions that'll keep you from experiencing God and his grace. And before you know it, 3 days have gone by and you've not even said a prayer over your food. Do you see what's happening? The world is set up for us to be so distracted that we don't find God, experience God, love God, learn how to find him over and over again until our testimonies will literally change the face of the world. They turned the world upside down, not because they had doctrine. There were plenty of Pharisees still in the early church with doctrine. They turned the world upside down because they were having experiences with God, and so can we. We're going to come back and look at this a little bit more in session 5. I know these are going so fast, folks, but I trust they're blessing you and helping you. And oh, by the way, someone's heart is being healed right now. The places of entrance of blood into your heart, I believe it's on the left ventricle. God's healing that heart right now. If you were told you're supposed to have a stent put in there, God just did it. Go back to the doctor. You'll find out that your heart's perfect and you have absolute strength where you had weakness before. In fact, there's someone whose throat, you're having a problem in your throat right now, especially swallowing. And it's not just that. There's inflammation in there, but God's healing you right now and setting you free. I'm telling you, folks, the Lord is doing some great things. And we're just going to come to you every week and give you testimony one after the other. Real quickly, a story of God's grace. This is so cool. I was in a church just this week, and this one fella in the church that just loves the Lord, he said here he is at home getting ready to go to the church. And he said he found this new song that he just blessed him. He was listening to it, just loved it, and he's just worshiping the Lord. And by the time he got to church, he got there a little early so that he could help out with whatever was needed.
and the church band and music department had just brought that new song as a new song they were going to introduce that very service, and they were rehearsing it. He walked in and thought, my goodness, I was just listening to that for the first time, and now here you are singing this. Wow, seems like another coincidence, isn't it? But actually, it's a story of God's grace. We love you all. God bless you. We'll see you in the next session.